Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't He? Amen. And God is here today. And I love to be in the presence of God, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. We just want to welcome you all for being here at Oasis today, and those that are watching by Facebook. We are so glad you joined us, and we just want you to enter into what God has got for you today. He's already ministered to us.
Amen.
And praise and worship was so wonderful. God's presence was so strong. And so just remain in that attitude of being in the presence of the Lord as we bring forth the word this morning.
Amen.
Amen. And so we always speak a confession or blessing over our services. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of confessions here at Oasis. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't really understand what that's all about. So I wanted to just read in Job chapter 22 and verse 28. Says, you will decree or declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So your light shall shine upon you on your way. So, you know, when you declare the word of God, mm-hmm. you're shining a light on your ways.
Amen.
You're declaring a thing, and
Amen.
It shall be established unto you. And, you know, that's for good or for bad, you
that's
know.
Right.
What we're declaring is, it just means, you know, what you're speaking out of your mouth, what you're saying mm-hmm. on a continual basis. So we want to speak God's word continually. Amen. We want it coming out of our mouth so it will be established in our life. So saying that, I want to just speak a word over you. John 10 and 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So we hear God's voice.
Yes.
We know the voice of
yes.
God today. So I just
yes.
declare over you today that you hear the voice of the mm-hmm. good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And a stranger's voice you do not follow. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God. Led in right paths according to the perfect will of God. According to the perfect timing of God. Not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare that you are delivered from destruction and walk in divine protection. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. I declare your spirit is strong, your emotions are settled, your mind is sharp, and your body is healed. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water who bear fruit in your season. Your leaves do not wither, and whatsoever you do prospers in Jesus' name. Amen. Give Him a hand
Amen.
Clap of praise today.
Amen.
Praise the
Glory
Lord.
To God.
God has good news for us today, doesn't
Amen.
He? Amen.
Amen.
I'll turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Well, I know it's neighbor-looking time, but I'm going to remind the people that are in here and the ones on Facebook this morning that we are going to do communion at the end of the service today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at home and you're saying, well, I don't have anything for mm-hmm. communion, do you have crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of bread? Do you have anything that you could use for communion?
That's
do you
right.
have water? Do you have juice? Do you have Coca-Cola? Use any of that. It's not yeah. about the elements.
Mm-hmm.
The elements are symbols. They're,
right.
That's a good thing to have the elements, mm-hmm. but if you don't have the elements, it doesn't matter. It's about doing communion between
yes.
us and our Father God.
Amen.
I mean, that's the purpose of it. It's not a religious exercise.
That's right.
So that's, and Amen. Now we're doing, so I've Neighbor. Just said all that to say this. If you're at home and you don't have the mm-hmm. elements, just use what you got and participate with us
right.
At the end of the service today.
Amen.
And it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. And I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never, ever
be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. Holy Spirit, help us to receive revelation knowledge this day. Holy Spirit, help this word go deep down on the inside of us today. Father God, I am preaching and we are preaching and teaching your word today. And you declared signs and wonders follow your word whenever and wherever it's preached. So we're declaring and we're believing signs and wonders follow this word this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And y'all know that when we do communion, we don't do just the regular communion. We kind of have a theme. We believe the Lord has given us, you know, do it with a purpose. And our theme for the communion today, what we're believing for, is the title of the message, Because of His Mercy. So we're teaching about the mercy of God, and then we're going to partake of communion at the end. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. And I'm reading out of God's Word translation, but I'm going to be all over in all kind of different translations today. The Lord's mercy. It's because of the Lord's mercy that we're not completely wiped out. I like that. His compassion is never limited. It's new every morning. His faithfulness is great. In the Living Bible, it says His compassion never ends. It's only the Lord's mercies that have kept us from complete destruction. Great is Thy faithfulness. His loving kindness begins afresh each day. The Evangelical Heritage Version, by the mercies of the Lord we're not consumed, for His compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Look at your neighbor and say, they are new every morning. Look at your neighbor and say, His mercies are new every morning. I like that. I need new mercy. I don't know about you guys, but I need new mercy every day. Amen? Now, I want us to go in Luke chapter 18. This is, I'm reading out of the Common English Bible, Luke chapter 18, verse number 35. We're going to start there. And Jesus came to Jericho, and a certain blind man was sitting beside the road begging. And when the man heard the crowd pass by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus the Nazarene is passing by. The blind man shouted, Jesus, Son of David, show me mercy. Those leading the procession scolded him, telling him to be quiet. But he shouted even louder, Son of David, show me mercy. Jesus stopped and called for the man to be brought to him. When he was present, Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, I want to see. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. At once he was able to see. And he began to follow Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they praised God too. Now, I want to give you a little story. This is a true story that Brother Hagin used to tell. And I really have always kept it in the back of my heart and my mind. And he said that, you know, he pastored for many years and he was on evangelistic field for many years. But he said he noticed that a lot of times the most dedicated, consecrated Christians, a lot of times, like in his churches and stuff, wouldn't get healed. And he said it was a great mystery to him. He said, I'm talking about people that lived consecrated lives. And he was wondering, he said, and a sinner would come in off the street or not living any kind of consecrated life at that point because, they, you know, they're just accepting the Lord, and they'd get healing just like that. And he said, now, how is this working? And he said, the Lord showed him. He said, most of the time, now, one of the reasons, I'm not saying all the reasons, but he said, most of the time or a lot of times, let's say it that way, a lot of times when Christians are approaching receiving their healing, they're approaching from the standpoint of, look what I've done for you, Lord. And they give the Lord the punch list. I taught Sunday school. I have always been faithful. I have always paid my tithes. I've always given my offerings. I've always served in the church. You know that they can count on me for this, and you know they can count on me for that. And if anybody should get healing, I should get it. I know I should, Father God. I thank you that I'm going to get it because I know I'm in line for that healing. And Brother Hagin said, most of the time, the most stalwart Christians wouldn't receive healing. And he said, it really, you know, got him. And he said, really and truly, you can't come to God for healing telling him what you did, your works, and that's the reason you're going to get your healing, because it doesn't work like that. And he said, to be honest with you, he said, one of the songs that we ought to be singing when we're having a healing service, when people are, you know, coming up to receive healing and believing for healing, he said, is just as I am without one plea. He said, because, you know, it's about his mercy. Healing is all about the mercy of God. It's not what we've done, and that, and we've done this and this and this and that, and that's the reason we deserve it and we're going to get it. No, we didn't get what we deserve because of the blood of Jesus. You know, it's always touched my heart what he said about that. Now, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2 and 4, but this is the easy to read version, but God is rich in mercy, and he loved us very much. He is rich in mercy. Now, there's an example here that came to my heart when I was studying, and I'm going to give it, and I wish I had asked Bean about it before I told it, but I know you'll give me the thumbs up. Thank you very much. I see your thumb, even though... But years ago, and this is just a good example of mercy, Bean had been waiting on a situation to get worked out. He waited for 3 or 4 years. I believe it was about 4. And in the service one night, and Pastor Sharon gave a word. Now, if you don't believe in word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and stuff like that, you could stop listening right now, because I'm going to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Because we believe that all of the gifts of the Spirit are in operation today as the Bible tells that they are. And they're very evident. Anyway, she had a word of knowledge, and she said, now this has been 3 or 4 years. She didn't have any actual knowledge of the situation other than it's been prolonged all this time. All I know is she stood up and she said, and she pointed at him, you're going to receive news. This week you're going to receive news about what you've done. And she may have said 3 or 4 days. I don't know. I know she didn't say 7 days. She just said, you're going to receive news. And she, there was a time thing on it. Because I was like, God, I'm glad you didn't tell me that one. Because I would have left the time thing off. I know I would have. but just a few days, just like she said, 3 or 4 days later, he got confirmation of what happened, and it was a breakthrough. Now, I'll tell you the truth. When she spoke it, and here's the thing, it has to be spoken a lot of times to be broken. Holy Spirit just gave me that. It has to be spoken to be broken. A lot of times a prophetess, or something that we're declaring in the Spirit, it must be spoken to be broken. That thing had went on for a long period of time, and when she spoke it, it's going to be a change in that situation. There's going to be a shift this week. This week you're going to receive news on it. When she said that, and it happened 3 or 4 days later, it happened in the Spirit the second she said it. It was broke. Okay, the enemy had been holding it back, because the devil will hold back anything that's good that God wants to give in our lives. And it was just God. There's a phrase here that I wrote when I was doing my notes. And this phrase, it just seemed to speak life to me. I don't know. I'm going to speak it. And then I'm going to see if it does the same thing for you, because it rises up with life every time I read this. I am releasing my mercy over your situation. And I'm telling you, it just does something for me. I am releasing my mercy over your situation. I am releasing my mercy over your situation. I don't know about you guys, but I got situations. I want the mercy of God released over them. I want the breakthroughs. I want the supernatural transfers, the changes. In Bean's case, God didn't stop at mercy. He gave him back pay. 3 or 4 years of back pay. I like it that God didn't just stop at mercy. He said he'll give us back pay. So I'm believing, now I'm talking about Pastor, I'm believing and I'm decreeing. I'm receiving the mercy of God in my life in new and unusual ways. And I'm believing and I'm declaring this church is receiving the mercy of God in new and unusual ways. And I am believing and declaring you and your families are receiving the mercy of God in your lives in new and unusual ways. You're not only receiving mercy, you're receiving back pay. Hebrews 4 and 16 in the easy to read says, with Jesus as our high priest, we can feel free to come before God's throne where there is grace. There we receive mercy and kindness to help us when we need it. Psalms 30 and verse number 8, I cried out to you, Lord. I begged my Lord for mercy. Now you could be in physical pain today. You could be in emotional pain. You could be in mental pain. You could be tormented by whatever form of pain is going on in your life. Have y'all ever been tormented by pain? All of us have. Call out for God's mercy because He's full of mercy. Isaiah 30 and 18, this is in the New International Reader's Version. But the Lord wants to have mercy on you, so He'll rise up to give you His tender love. The Lord is a God who is always fair. Blessed are those who wait for Him to act. In the Voice, Psalms 145 and 8, the Eternal is gracious. He shows mercy to His people. Now, I know I've told this before. I'll tell it again. Felt led to tell it this morning. There was a situation that I had been filing this paperwork with this place, and they just kept getting it messed up. There was a bunch of red tape, and it went on and on and on. We had to fax it to them over and over and over to try to get something, you know, worked out, and it just went on and on and on, and they just couldn't get it. It'd be somebody else, even though I had the contact name of the person and the extension number and the fax number. It was going through, but there was a problem, and it was being held up, and it just kept being held up. Now, Bonnie walked by me one day. She's not aware of that situation. She didn't know what was going on, and she walked by me one day. I don't, honest to God, I can't remember what she said to me. It had nothing to do with that situation, because you didn't know anything about that situation. You were just saying something, a phrase or something, but what I heard was ask for mercy. Now, I'm thinking, well, she didn't say that, but I heard ask for mercy. And so I said, I can do that. And I know it was the Lord, you know, prompted me. I said, it's going to be kind of, I was thinking, I know y'all don't have natural thoughts, but I had natural thoughts. And I'm thinking this is a business kind of deal, and this is kind of unprofessional to do it this way. You want me to ask for mercy in this situation? And it just kept coming to me. So on the fax that we sent, that had been sent over and over, it was a whole bunch of pages, sent it over and over. This time on the fax, said, please have mercy on me. And within 3 days, that whole situation, which couldn't be worked out in months and months, was worked out just like that. I mean, you can say what you want to, but the Lord, if we just ask Him for mercy, God will give us mercy. He may give it to us through a person or a place or however He chooses to do it. But He will give us mercy. He is a very merciful God. Amen? Sometimes it's hard on our pride to ask for mercy. Yeah, I can tell. Y'all are real. Thank you very much. On Facebook, most of the congregation has left. They I don't know. I guess they went to get something to eat this morning. I'm not sure. But I'm going to keep going anyway. Psalms 130. Verse number 1 and 2 in the Common English Bible. I cry out to you from the depths, Lord. My Lord, listen to my voice. Let your ears pay close attention to my request for mercy. Now, Gloria Copeland, I heard her many years ago talking about her son John. Now, this is when John was a teenager. She said, John is always flipping something or wrecking something or, you know, running into something. I mean, it's just constantly. And her and Kenneth were in meetings a lot, and John's, you know, kind of doing his own thing at certain times or whatever. And he, you know, he's kind of, as she was describing him, a little wild at that time or whatever. But it like dangerous stuff. He was always involved in a dangerous activity. And she said, so, you know, wrong thoughts kept coming to her mind because of all that John was involved in. And she said, and she's praying for John, and I think they're flying to a meeting somewhere, and the Lord tells her, said, my mercy hovers over John. And she said, right when he said it, my mercy hovers over John. It just went right down in her spirit. And she started declaring. Every time that fear would try to come up on her, in her mind, and try to settle in, you know how it does. Fear will try to overtake us, overwhelm us. And she said, I just say that phrase. God, you said your mercy hovers over John. So I say, your mercy. You told me this, so I'm going to just keep saying it. Your mercy hovers over John. And see, that's what the Lord's wanting us to get today. Your mercy hovers over my grandkids, name them. Your mercy hovers over my kids, name them. Your mercy hovers over my house. Your mercy hovers over this situation. Your mercy hovers over that situation. Your mercy hovers over... But we need to declare it, amen? Now, we said before... You could be in a great place today, and that's a good thing. And you might not be in a great place today. That's not necessarily a good thing. But just because you're in a great place today doesn't mean you might not be homeless or jobless or suffering another day. You understand? It's by the grace and mercy of God that we're not in positions that we see other people suffering through. Or we may have suffered through. But it was the mercy of God that got us out of those situations. It's the mercy of God. Can you see that? You brushed your own teeth today because of His mercy. It's not because you're such a strong person. It's because of the mercy of God. You have a roof over your head today because of His mercy. You have the health that you have today because of His mercy. You have money in the bank today because of His mercy. You have strength in your body today because of His mercy. You are where you are because of His mercy. Yeah. It's not because you made all the right decisions or all the right choices, because we haven't done that. There's not a one of us in this building that have made all the right decisions and all the right choices. I don't know about you guys, but I've made plenty of wrong decisions and plenty of wrong choices. Yeah. And it's only by His mercy that I still stand. The only reason we're not homeless when we pass somebody homeless, remember, the only reason we're not homeless is because of His mercy. Lamentations 3 again. It's the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. It's because of His mercy. Contemporary English says, Psalms 5 and 7, because of Your great mercy I come to Your house, Lord. I am filled with wonder and I bow down to worship at Your holy temple. We're in the house of God today, and it's because of His mercy. I'm going to call Pastor Sharon, and as she's coming this morning, I want to recommend a movie to you. And you never hear me do that. But I'm going to recommend a movie to you about His mercy. And it's not a new movie. It's been out a few years. The name of the movie is I Can Only Imagine. That is one of the best movies you'll ever see, and it's about mercy. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is so good, isn't He? Amen. His mercy. I love the mercy of God, don't you? And I want to just say something before I get back into this message that came to me while we were in praise and worship this morning. You know, if God is moving on your heart, the altar, we don't have a wooden altar, but the front of the platform here, we consider the altar. So anytime during praise and worship, anytime during the service, you feel led to come to the altar and pray, it's open for you. The altar is always open for you. Amen. Wanted to make that clear to everyone today. But it's because of His mercy, isn't it? And I'm going to start out in the same scripture that Pastor did, and I'm going to be reading it from the New Living Translation. In Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. Isn't that awesome? His faithful love never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Praise God that His mercies are fresh every morning, because I need His mercy every day, don't you? Every day I need His mercy. So, you know, even when we mess up, Even when we make mistakes, even when we have done wrong, even when we have fallen in an area, God has mercy for us. Amen. When we go to Him and we ask Him, and it's just that simple, go to Him, ask Him to forgive me. Forgive me, God. And when you do that, His mercy is right there. Amen. His mercy is always right there. It's just a question away. Amen. Forgive me, God. Help me, Lord, to do better. Help me, Lord God, to do better, to be pleasing to You. And we've all had to pray that prayer, all of us. I've been living for God for, I only remember, 40 years maybe. But I have to ask God to forgive me. I fall. I make mistakes. I mess up. Amen. And that's all of us. So, you know, God doesn't say, you know, oh, I'll forgive you after you have suffered for a while. You know, God is not that kind. He is not that kind of God. He is a merciful God. As soon as you ask Him to forgive you, as soon as you go to Him that second, He says, yes, you are forgiven. Amen? He is so merciful to us. He doesn't hold mistakes against us. Amen? He covers our mistakes with His mercy. Praise God for His mercy today. He forgives it and He forgets it. It's us. You know, we have to forgive ourselves. We have to stop reminding ourselves constantly of the mistake that we've made, of where we have messed up. We have to give it to God. We have to believe, trust, as the Lord spoke to us this morning. Trust Him. Trust that He has forgiven us. And get up and go on. Amen? Because God has forgotten and He throws it away. He forgets it. Amen? God will take your mistake today. He'll take whatever you messed up. And He'll use that thing that the enemy set up against you to destroy you. God will use that thing. He'll turn it around and He'll give you beauty for ashes. Amen. He'll give you beauty for those ashes that the enemy meant to destroy you with. And He'll do it now. He'll turn it around for you now. As only God can do. As only He can do. Isaiah 43 and verse 19, reading from the Passion Translation, says, I am doing a new thing. I am doing something brand new. Something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. That's what God will do for you. The second you repent, the second you come to Him, that's what He will do for you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? And He'll make your life good again. He'll make your life prosperous again. He'll make your life joyous again. He'll make your life happy again. Just like the prodigal son. And I want to read these scriptures in Luke chapter 15. And it's quite a few scriptures, and we've all heard the story of the prodigal son, but I really felt like the Lord wanted me to read this today in the Passion Translation. So bear with me. Can you hang with me just for a minute? Okay. So Luke 15, 11 through 24 in the Passion Translation says, Then Jesus said, Once there was a father with two sons. The younger son came to his father and said, Father, don't you think it's time to give me my share of your inheritance? So the father went ahead and distributed between the two sons their inheritance. Shortly afterward, the younger son packed up all his belongings and traveled off to see the world. He journeyed to a far-off land where he soon wasted all he was given in a binge of extravagant and reckless living. With everything spent and nothing left, he grew hungry because there was a severe famine in the land. So he begged a farmer in that country to hire him. The farmer hired him and sent him out to feed the pigs. The son was so famished, he was willing even to eat the slop given to the pigs, because no one would feed him a thing. humiliated, the son finally realized what he was doing, and he thought, there are many workers at my father's house who have all the food they want with plenty to spare. They lack nothing. Amen. They lack nothing. Why am I here dying of hunger, feeding these pigs and eating their slop? I want to go back home to my father's house, and I'll say to him, Father, I was wrong. I have sinned against you. I'll never again be worthy to be called your son. Lie of the devil. Amen. Please, Father, just treat me like one of your employees. So the young man set off for his home. From a long distance away, his father saw him coming, dressed as a beggar, and great compassion swelled up in his heart. Compassion is what our Lord Jesus is all about. Amen. His father saw him coming, dressed as a beggar, and great compassion swelled up in his heart. So his son, who was returning home, saw his son returning home. The father raced out to meet him, swept him up in his arms, hugged him dearly, and kissed him over and over with his tender love. Then the son said, Father, I was wrong. I have sinned against you. I would never deserve to be called your son. Just let me be. The father interrupted and said, Son, you're home now. Turning to his servants, the father said, Quick, bring me the best robe, my very own robe, and I will place it on his shoulders. Bring the ring, the seal of sonship, and I will put it on his finger. I love that seal of sonship. You've got the seal of sonship today. And bring out the best shoes, and you, excuse me, you can find my son. Let's prepare a great feast and celebrate. For my beloved son was once dead, but now he's alive. Once he was lost, but now he is found. And everyone celebrated with overflowing joy. Amen. So just like the prodigal son, the Lord is speaking to you today. Praise God for his mercy. Amen. When we mess up, his mercy is right there. That is who our God is. Amen. That's who our loving Heavenly Father is today. And he's speaking to you today. If you have messed up, if you have made a mistake, he's waiting there with open arms. Amen. To receive you. He has never left you. He's never forsaken you. Amen. He's standing there waiting on you. So praise God for his mercy today. And God knows how to turn it around. Sometimes we think we have made such a mess out of our lives that there is no way that our lives can ever be good, can ever amount to anything. But God knows how to do it. Amen. And he will turn it around for you. He knows how to make a way where there seems to be no way. He knows how to make a way in the wilderness. Amen. Maybe you feel like you've been wandering around in the wilderness. Well, God will make a way through that wilderness. Well, you'll get through and you'll see that light. Amen. Jesus is at the end of that tunnel today, and he knows how to make flowing streams in the middle of the desert. He's right there. Amen. He knows how to make your life better. He knows how to make your life good. He knows how to make it better than it was before. That's what our God does. Amen. That is who our God is. God is a restorer. He puts your life back together and he makes it better than it was before. In Isaiah 61:7, and this is the Living Bible, it says, instead of shame and dishonor, you shall have a double portion of prosperity and everlasting joy. Amen. That's who your God is today. He'll put your life back together. You won't be living in shame. The enemy is just a liar, telling you that your life is just ruined. But he is a liar and the father of lies. God will turn it around for you today. That's God's restoration. Amen. That's his mercy today. Give you double. He'll make your life double as good as it was before. So God will turn that mistake around. He takes our mistakes and turns it around by His mercy. It's all about God's mercy. Because of the mercy of God, we can all thank God for His mercy today, can't we? Because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes. We've all messed up. Amen. And so when you say something, you know, you might think, well, I'm not really that bad of a person. I haven't really done anything wrong. Well, have you ever said something bad about somebody you shouldn't have said? You have fell short of the glory of God. I just hate to tell you that. But, you know, we have all come short of the glory of God. All of us. So it's not, like Pastor said, it's not about how good we have been. It's about the mercy of God. Amen. It's all about His mercy today. So we, you know, we can't point fingers at anybody else because we've all been there and messed up. Thank God He doesn't judge us the way that we judge each other. Amen. We might say, well, you know, that was just a little bad thing or a little wrong thing I did. But with God, wrong is wrong, right is right. Amen. So praise God for His mercy. Amen. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is renewed every day. We've got to draw to His mercy every day. So, you know, there's no mistake that God can't turn around. There's no mess that you could have done that God can't fix. Amen. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He is a merciful God. He's waiting right there for you to come to Him. So, you know, your mistake didn't stop God's plan for your life. Amen. It didn't cancel that destiny and that calling that God has for your life. God is so much bigger than we can even think. You know, God has a new thing coming to you today. He has a new thing in your life. We need to just keep that in our mind. No matter what our past has been, no matter what we've been through, no matter how much we have messed up, God has got a new thing for our life. So God's saying to you today, you are forgiven. You are free. You are restored. Amen. That's who you are today. When the enemy comes against you trying to tell you that you have, you don't have any hope, or you know, you've just messed up so bad, say, oh no, I'm forgiven. Yeah. I'm free. Amen. God's mercy has covered up my past. I don't even have a past anymore. It's been thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. I am restored. My life is made better than it was before. The mercy of God. Hallelujah. God has got something good in store for you today. And I want to end with this. Jeremiah 29:11, we're all very familiar with this scripture. This is the Living Bible translation. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Now this is the Lord speaking, amen. I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future. God is giving you a future, amen, and a hope. So God has plans for your future, amen? Now, just accept God's mercy in your life today. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning, amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, amen? His mercies are new every day. Praise God. Isn't that good news today, Pastor? If you'll come up.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.